Hey everybody, welcome back to Explain Like I'm 5, the podcast where we take the questions you always wanted to ask and talk about them in a way that's easy to understand. We are your hosts. I'm Tim.
Hey everyone, I'm Kevin.
So Kevin, today we're explaining the world of horse racing. Can you first explain the role of a jockey during a horse race? What do they actually do?
Now that's a great question. You know, sometimes it's pretty hard to tell from afar, but a jockey is really responsible for controlling the horse's speed, ensuring that the horse maintains the right pace, and also using their skills to steer the horse to victory. They also have to have a deep understanding of the horse's abilities and temperament to make the right decisions during the race.
Now, why do horses start side by side in a race rather than, say, in an athletics race where there's a staggered start around a curved track?
Oh yeah, so the main reason for that is in horse races, they are typically run on oval tracks. So if they started in a staggered formation, well, the horses on the outside would have to run a significantly longer distance than those on the inside. Thus, by starting side by side, all horses basically run the same distance, making the race more fair.
I see. I didn't pick up on that distinction between the shapes of the tracks. Now, all horse races run counterclockwise. Why is this? Is it tradition?
Oh, that tradition dates all the way back to the 1800s in the United States. And it's believed that since most people are right-handed, it was easier for them to mount a horse from the left side. Therefore, running the race counterclockwise made it easier for the spectators to see the jockeys as they raced.
Another question is, how does horse racing differ from dog racing? Why is dog racing frowned upon, whereas horse racing is seen as this glamorous sport?
Oh, horse racing and dog racing are fundamentally very different things. First of all, horses are much larger and stronger animals and are generally treated with more care and respect even during racing. However, dog racing, particularly things like a greyhound, it's been criticized for its treatment of the animals. There have been numerous reports of dogs being overworked, you know, living in really poor conditions, and even being euthanized when they're no longer able to race.
I see. That's sad to hear. Now, why is it legal to bet on horse races, but pretty much no other sports, especially in certain jurisdictions?
Oh, so that largely is due to historical reasons. Horse racing has a long history of betting associated with it, dating back hundreds of years. In many jurisdictions, laws were essentially created to regulate and also tax this activity, rather than try to outlaw it. And other sports, however, didn't have this historical association with gambling, so when laws were eventually created to regulate sports betting, they were often much more restrictive.
Can you explain how the odds work in horse racing? You hear things like, for example, 9-1 odds. What does that mean?
Sure. So in horse racing, odds are used to determine how much you'll win if the horse you bet on wins. And if the odds are, let's say, 9-1, that means that for every $1 that you bet, you will win $9 if your horse wins. So thus, if you bet something like $10, you would win $90.
That would be a nice return. We should cover some of the most prestigious horse racing events around the world and what makes them special. When do they actually take place?
Yeah, there are several prestigious horse racing events worldwide. I think the three most famous are probably the Kentucky Derby in the United States, which is on the first Saturday of May. There's also the Royal Ascot in the UK, which is held in June. And then there's also the Melbourne Cup in Australia, which is on the first Tuesday of November. The event actually starts at 3 p.m. and is known locally as the race that stops the nation. So, you know, these events are pretty special because they attract the best horses, the best jockeys and trainers from around the world. They also have quite a long history and tradition, making them pretty major events in the horse racing calendar.
And finally, how long has horse racing actually been around? It seems like a sport that could date way back.
Yeah, it does have a very long and very rich history, dating back to many ancient civilizations like Greece and Babylon and Syria and Egypt. It was pretty popular in the Roman Empire and was included in the ancient Olympic Games. Modern horse racing began in the 12th century when English knights returned from crusades with Arab horses. And then over the centuries, it obviously evolved into the sport that we know today.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Now we're much more educated on horse racing. Did you learn something new? If you did, send us an email. We are at eli5thepodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you, especially when you've got comments and suggestions for us. If you are a regular listener of this podcast, please do take the time to leave us a review on Apple, iTunes, or on Spotify. It only takes less than 1 minute, but it really does help other people to discover this podcast, so we really appreciate that. As always, thanks to the community at r/explainlikeim5, and we will see you all next week.